This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Remember, there are some places that fireworks don't belong. And that, my friend, is one of them.
Happy 4th of July from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass!
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Happy 4th of July. It's July 3rd, but it is our holiday weekend, and we hope you have a safe and fun holiday weekend. We're going to be back on Monday with you guys. Braves back in action tonight, and we will talk to Grant McCauley about all the things that are going on with the Braves, and it feels like right now it's just a lot. Last night, Olsen with the grand slam. We had a big sixth inning, and we end up winning the game. But more importantly, we scored some runs, man, and we hope we can build on that. We'll talk with Grant about that coming up and also our strong arm story of the day a little bit later on this hour. Mike, real quick, I know you're headed down to get some vacay, and you've been telling me you're pretty excited about it, huh?
Yeah, man, heading down to the Keys, man. Hadn't done that in, it's been 5 years since we got down there. We used to rent a house, got a bunch of friends. I got an old high school buddy since second grade. You met Big Tom.
Big Tom.
And he is Big Tom, 6'8". But I look like Barney, like half a Barney Rubble next to Fred Flintstone. But we got a bunch of our friends coming down, got a big party house in Key West. We're going to actually do the Key West pub crawl, go from Key Largo down to Marathon, do some I know you love to fish.
I do.
And there's nothing like saltwater fishing, man. Just sit there and let the boat do the work and just zzz, help the fish will be jumping in the boat, baby, and catch dinner.
It's going to be the way you planned it out, at least, you know, we've been talking about it. It sounds like a great time. No matter what you're doing this 4th of July, and we said to send pics, man, hit us up. Dukes and Bell 929. That is us. Make sure you subscribe on the Odyssey app. When you subscribe, you get all of our stuff and you get a chance to hear all of the segments and rewind and all that stuff as well. But if you're cooking, hanging out, whatever you're doing, we certainly want to see what your 4th of July is going to look like. And by the way, if you have an overzealous 4th of July fireworks show, okay, in your neighborhood, you're more than welcome to share that as well.
Three names to think of. Jason, Pierre, Paul. Okay? I mean, I posted, I didn't want to do the, last time I posted, don't be Jason, Pierre, Paul, guys, oh, that's too low. So I posted a photo of
He's got three fingers.
So I don't want to trigger anyone, so I posted a photo of the hamburger helper hand. He's got four digits. So don't be that guy. Again, there's not a lot of quality control where this stuff comes from.
No.
So just be careful out there. And you kids, you stay away from that stuff.
Yeah, be careful. All right, man, let's talk about the Falcons because we are counting down. We had our buddy Brian McFadden on earlier in the show. And at the end of our interview, we said to him, you know, it's 3 weeks away. And I know that sounds like a long time. Think about when the season ended and we were like, oh, we'll talk in August. Guys, camp starts July 24th. Mike and I will be there day one. We'll be there throughout camp, and nobody covers the Falcons more accurately than 92.9 The Game. So we're going to have you covered. Guests, the whole nine. As we get ready for what I think, Mike, is going to be a really fun season. With that said, I want you to hear our boy HD, Harry Douglas, who's now with ESPN, was talking about Michael Penix, MP9, and the Falcons staff saying that, at least according to him, that he reminds them, Penix reminds them of Matthew Stafford. Now, you have to remember, Raheem Morris was there with the Rams, with Matthew Stafford, when they won the Super Bowl, okay? He was the defensive coordinator.
Right.
This is Harry Douglas talking about the similarities.
Yeah, I love Michael Penix Jr. He's a guy that can beat you at all three levels, short, intermediate, deep. And I think one of the things that really alerted this coaching staff to draft him is that they kind of reminded him of Matthew Stafford. This coaching staff came from the Los Angeles Rams. So being able to throw the football outside the numbers and be a sharp shooter in that capacity, he's cool, calm, and collected. And he has this entire offseason to be able to be the number one guy and build that rapport with Drake London and also Darnell Mooney. If they can get Kyle Pitts to come on board, this is going to be a scary football team for 2024.
We've been waiting for that. We've been waiting that since he was drafted.
Right on.
Yeah. Look, the last part we're going to address. If Michael Penix is anything close to Matthew Stafford, we got something. And I've said this. Stafford was so good in Detroit. It is not his fault that the organization, the front office, was a disaster and never really put the right pieces around him. We've seen the change in Detroit with the front office and the head coach and now what it's become, right? But it never really was about Stafford. Everybody around the league knew he had a cannon. He could deliver the ball. And then he goes to a great situation where Sean McVay is able to go... And all of a sudden, he looks like a world beater. And everybody's like, wow, you shouldn't have been wild. If you saw him at Georgia, we weren't wild. You saw him get to the NFL, the number one pick. My point is, if Penix is anything close to this, Mike, from a skill set, we got something.
Well, I mean, one thing about Stafford, he always, remember the accuracy? We talked about it from his time at Georgia all the way through. Penix, you've seen it. I mean, yes, as a rookie, there's a rookie curve for everybody. He's going to make some mistakes here and there. But I just thought in the three games, you saw his ability to put the ball into tight windows and to do it in stride. You know, the throw he makes for the touchdown we talked about with Pitts in the red zone, that's a throw that, I mean, I'm not trying to be a wise man. I'm not sure Matt Ryan can make some of those throws, you know, because there's a zip on it. It's in there. I mean, maybe Matt, a younger Matt, would have made that throw. But Penix Jr. has shown you. We see it at practice because you guys didn't get to go to camp. This year, their camp is open. Could be a lot of folks up there on weekends.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, when you watch him, some of these deep ball drills, where, I mean, he's dropping dimes. This is where I want to see Drake London become that explosive piece downfield. You know, same thing goes for Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? And then Pitts will be what Pitts will be. But you're right. All the things are in place. I like to think we run the football, as we talked about with Mark Schlereth, as we brought that up yesterday. And everything clicks. You trust Zach Robinson, by the way? I mean, did you say Zach Robinson gets a pass for last year because of the wackiness of the Kirk Cousins situation?
Yeah, look, this is where I'm at. And I hope he proves me correct. I think Zach Robinson had to take a lot of the playbook out because he knew the limitations of Cousins. And because of it, the offense was limited. Guys, at times, it was somewhat predictable because your quarterback wasn't able to do the things you wanted him to do. And so, Mike, my guess is all of that stuff, to just imagine a big notebook, goes back in, okay? And it's actually an iPad. But goes back in, and now all of a sudden you're saying, Mike, we can do this.
Right.
And the offense looks completely different. Guys, all the play action and you know, the Mike rolling out, moving the pocket stuff, we couldn't do that with Cousins. That's a big part of this. It's something Matthew Stafford was really good at. It's something, oh, by the way, that Matt Ryan was good at once Shanahan got him under, under his reins. And we realized, okay, this is how this is going to work. Remember we used to say, and we were like, Matt Ryan rolling out?
Right.
Yeah.
Your Matt could do it.
Because that's part of this.
Remember the naked bootlegs all the time.
Absolutely.
Remember that we talked about Shanahan that first year in 15. Matt's going to have to tape his ankles. Remember that one?
Yeah.
But if you go back, I mean, in his third game as a starter in the NFL, Michael Penix Jr. threw for over 300 yards and two touchdowns. And we talked ad nauseum about him and Drake London. London going, give me the rock. I can beat this chump. And he goes right back to him. The high point throw that Matt and Julio never seemed to be able to connect on. So there's signs. You know, so yes, we're bullish on the Falcons because we get to see these guys at practice. We were up at mini camp. I'm stoked. I can't wait. You know, and this is the year. I never thought I'd watch a team not go to the playoffs. It'd be 8 years in a row if we don't go to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the and I asked Jesse Bates, right? Urgency.
Right.
We asked AJ, you got some urgency. They know.
It eats at them.
They know. And so these guys are working for something. Now, Harry Douglas mentioned at the end of that soundbite about, you know, the comparisons to Matthew Stafford, but he also said if they can get Kyle Pitts on board. Greg Cosell, who's covered the NFL for literally 40 years.
Harry said that. That's Harry's first time. Harry, you know Harry Douglas.
Yes.
You're going to hear what Greg Cosell. Harry, if they can get Pitts on board.
That's what he said.
Now, again, I can't come into your car and hit you over the head. That's code for he ain't doing the work.
He's not doing it. Greg Cosell has been watching a lot of film. Now, let me lay this out. Cosell is not a coach. Okay, he's an independent guy who a lot of NFL teams and certainly people around the league trust. But he watches a lot of tape, and he breaks down a lot of stuff. And players either going into the draft is something that he looks at, and then once guys become established in the league. He went on our buddy Ross Tucker's podcast, and this is what he said when he watches tapes, or at least has watched tape, of Kyle Pitts, whether it was last season or the last two seasons.
I loved Kyle Pitts' tape coming out. I thought he had everything you'd want as a receiving tight end, and it just hasn't happened. I never really like to say anything about someone's mindset or what's in their head because we don't really know. The only thing I will say, because this is based on what I see on tape, is when you watch him on tape, all I can say is he looks uninspired. That's all I can say. Beyond that, I don't know what's in his head.
So we've had it, and again, I know you can hear, because I like to, when we play a soundbite on Dukes of Bell, Carl, I like to already counter the argument I know I'm going to get from somebody on the text line in 3, 2, 1. Who the hell is Greg Cosell? Carl just told you who Greg Cosell is.
Great,
he's got a really good rep. So if you don't believe him, how about when a guy that played the position at the Pro Bowl level, Greg Olsen, said it on a national broadcast about Kyle Pitts, that he's struggling with trying to figure out what routes is he running and the effort he's putting into it. And Rodney Harrison, you know, who played the position at a high level, playing safety, saying, how is a guy with that skill set and that athleticism play so soft? So, I mean, so there's a lot of folks. And then you've had last year, in no specific order, coach, general manager, offensive coordinator, all say, I really hope we get to see the best Kyle Pitts, or Kyle Pitts, or Kyle Pitts be the best Kyle Pitts it can be, which again is code for some things are not happening that need to be happening.
When you say somebody, though, Mike, you're watching their tape, and you say it's uninspired, that's scary. Because, as I said to you, what do you think teams who are playing us are seeing?
Mm-hmm.
And if you see that, you know what they say? We ain't got to worry about 8. Coach, what about 8?
You know, also, I just work here.
Look how he's running that route. We ain't got to worry about 8.
And I said to Carl earlier in the show, I think that even Zach Robinson in the flow of the game against the Giants, a very winnable game against a bad opponent, where the first throw to Pitts inside the 10, Pitts goes, ha, hot potato with it. And now we have his first, Michael Penix's first interception because Kyle Pitts didn't do his job.
He didn't
and then only got one more target the entire game.
I just feel like that comment is what kind of sums it all up for us. Now, the thing about this is he can change his whole narrative. He can change all of this conversation with an incredible year. Him and Mike become a combination, but I also think Drake and Mike are going to become a combination, right? 5-9. We've talked about that, but I also like I'd also like, you know, 9-8. You know, I'd like to see that.
Right.
But I don't know if I will, and I just think that there are some words, you know, this is kin to Mike lazy. That when you say somebody's uninspired, say somebody's uninspired at your workplace.
Right.
What are you saying? So that is the battle for not only Kyle Pitts, but this fan base to believe in him and say, all right, you know what? He's had a couple of bad years. I've talked to all of you because you know how hard I've been on him.
Right.
All of you. And all of you say the same thing to me. Well, different. It's going to be different. That is just not a good look when you have a random guy who watches football like Greg Cosell does and says, this is what I see. And I just feel like that's what he's got to overcome, Mike. And if he can, it gets back to Harry Douglas's comment that Michael Penix then can look like Matthew Stafford, and this offense goes, poof.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, no one debates the ability. You know, I mean, I was down there in Tampa for that game. I talked to Carl all the time. He had big catches, you know, big yards after the catch. Unfortunately, you remember, hey, Anton Winfield is coming after you. Got the strip at the line. Luckily, they still called it a touchdown. But he had a 2-touchdown game should be what we get from Kyle Pitts every other week. Not, you know, once in the entire season.
Right.
You know, and that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's what he was drafted. Look, and I don't want to hear the excuse, well, you know, not his fault he was drafted fourth. So you're telling me it's a privilege to be drafted fourth. Take it. Run with it. Put the work in. Silence the critics. You know? Nope. I just work here, man. You know, kind of quiet quitting.
You know, also, I just work here.
Well, let me tell you something.
It's a contract year, whether it's here or elsewhere. For
let me tell you something. When you're uninspired, you do just work there. 404-726-0929. We didn't say it. Greg Cosell said it. And I don't think anybody said it better when we talk about why this hasn't clicked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.